The combination of its vaulting promise and tenuous future captures well the larger state of play in the world of green jobs. As the auto industry rapidly transforms, moving from the internal combustion engine that has defined road transportation for more than 100 years to electric vehicles, workers and manufacturing communities are waiting anxiously to see what the scramble to lower the nation's emissions will mean for them. On the one hand, building electric vehicles in communities like the Mahoning Valley, the region where Lordstown is located, promises to create the jobs of the future, resilient to the wave of imminent changes that will come as the post-pandemic economy rebuilds and modernizes. On the other, the picture of what an auto manufacturing job in the new green economy looks like remains fuzzy. The growth of electric vehicle manufacturing in the U.S. could drive a renaissance for workers, creating new paths for unionization, training opportunities, and better salaries. Or it could lead to lower wages, slashed benefits, and a smaller workforce. And that's just for the jobs that remain in the U.S. The stakes rose dramatically on August 5th when President Biden gathered executives and labor officials on the South Lawn of the White House to announce new vehicle efficiency standards and a goal of making 50% of new car sales electric by 2030. "There's no turning back," said Biden, with U.S.-made electric trucks parked in the driveway behind him. "The question is whether we'll lead or fall behind in the race for the future. It's whether we'll build these vehicles and the batteries that got them to where they are here in the United States, or if we're going to have to rely on other countries for those batteries. Whether or not the job to build these vehicles and batteries are good-paying union jobs, jobs with benefits, jobs that are going to sustain continued growth of the middle class."